Blog Talk Radio.
Solid Wolf, I'm Nexterius, challenge you to a duel of lightsabers. I will defeat you.
Lady with a lightsaber coming through.
Solid Wolf, who's your daddy?
Intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I am
5, 4, 3, 2.
Get ready to blast off now.
Here we go.
Welcome in to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Program. I'm your host, Nick Curious. Welcome in. I'm so glad to have you all. Tonight I have some super special, amazing friends joining me tonight. To my right, Miss Sada One Love. How's it going?
I'm so awesome, Nick. Thank you for having me here this evening.
You're very welcome.
I think your podcast is the shit, and I really enjoy that you get together every week and do this, you know? Get artists out there, spread messages, give everybody their time.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you being here. If you don't know Sada One Love, she's a poet in the scene here. She does a lot of great things, and we're going to talk with her and hear her later. But we're pleased and pleasantly happy to have Sara Romelia Roman in the studio tonight with us.
I'm very excited to be here.
We also have my lovely and talented lady. Her name is Elena Roche. She's playing Bejeweled. Hi, Elena. What? I can't hear you.
Hello,
oh my god, now you're yelling. Hold on. It's a crazy podcast. Tune in to episode 48. Also featuring in the background, you can hear him. He's jamming along, and he's been a guest many times. BNN affiliate and good friend, Greg Swartzen on guitar, everybody.
Yeah, boy.
GR Swartzen. If you're new to the show, you're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Program, a weekly podcast where we feature hip-hop freestyles, skits, have a little interaction amongst friends. Every week I throw this together and put some beats and make some new things happen with music. We have great special guests, local people from Albuquerque. Check us out, ripsandraps.podomatic.com for a download, and also through them, you can subscribe to iTunes. So find us on iTunes, Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show, and you can have it downloaded to your computer every week. In addition, check us out at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Lots of fun. Big ups to all the other shows and artists on that network. Bud Smith, of course, the Occupy Underground Radio Network. So, if you're listening to episode 48, if you have never sent me an email, I do need something to get me driven. So some hate mail, maybe? What do you think?
Hate mail's always good. Keep going.
It keeps the fire burning,
it lets
right?
Let you know where you can improve on the things that you're doing. That's always good. I like what you're doing, Nick Fury.
Aw, thanks, Sada. We're so happy to have you back. You kind of lost me for a while. You were on a walkabout in life.
It was kind of a hiatus.
Yeah, but you're back stronger than ever.
But I'm back, and I'm feeling good about myself and life and who I am and what I do.
That's awesome.
So, life is awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to...
Yeah.
That's Elena back there screaming.
I love
Supernaga! Oh, I love
Supernaga! You know what? You got to give it up to these ladies. They're doing their thing. Big ups to Counting Sheep Massage. Elena Roche in the house. So if you need a treatment, give her a ring. If you're feeling bad. We really appreciate everyone coming out. This is episode 48. I'm so excited. We're almost to 50. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to do the show. Keep listening. Share with your friends. Rips and Raps, episode 48, featuring Sada One Love, G.R. Swartzen, and Elena Roche. And of course, myself, Nick Furious, on the mic, about to freestyle. We're going to start the ripping and the rapping because we've been holding back and
ripping and rapping.
Attack of the Kraken.
Good to do. I suggest you do it. You don't have to be that guy.
She's
never gonna come back.
I'll never find another Anna
yeah.
like her crack.
Yeah. Just knowing she's never gonna come back. I heard your gun clap. Heard your gun clap. She's never gonna come back. I'll never
find another
come back.
Like a track.
Yo, I spoke.
Oh, you better listen up. Episode 48. Keep it straight up into your gut. Stuck in the cut with the furious MC freestyling from Albuquerque. Yo, that's me. Huh, got my man G. All to the sport done, playing on his deck. Bring out his sword when it comes to playing like motherfucking lightsaberistic. Me and Simon One Love, we got down all sadistic. There was Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace. To society, you know what's all about sobriety. And try with me, I'm dropping like an anvil straight from the sky, cause you know I'm like an anthill. Living in society, like living in the underground, living in the desert now. So desolate, that's why I bring these dope artists in the set so they can break this motherfucking shit down and get wrecked. Go, hey, side of one, give them some songs, give them some other elements.
About today, worry
yeah, this is why we do what we do weekly and daily. I'm telling you with the spiritual pay me. I'm not gonna tell you if it's not gonna be true. What comes out of my mouth sometimes I can't filter. It's what I do. I'm rapping an instant. I rap with the instinct. I got this instinct with more instinct than Justin Timberlake. 98 more degrees than your average flake gets. Like Lake Titicaca, playing with you motherfuckers. Got my girl Elena J. Oh, Mrs. Roche up in the place where the roast, babe. Yeah, Rips and Raps Radio Network. Y'all better get down, cause you know Stutters got the network. And GR in the back, making this even doper. Eat your heart out, Dre and Eminem, I'm sober. Yeah, I don't need nothing but the vibe from the flow. It's the Rips and Raps Radio Podcast. Yo! You gotta lose yourself, Greg, why don't you lose
Riffsandraps.podomatic.com. Share with us. Share with your friends about us. Find us on iTunes. Come back every week. We got some nice new music before the halfway point. So get down. We're going to make this rock and roll status. Band with no name.
Yeah.
Band Razor Car Wash. Far Wash. It's a car wash fundraiser for BNN Saturday, June 29th. We'll tell you more in the weeks to come. Got it on the podcast, tune it in. If you like the music and how we live in here, it's like the high life, I'm sipping on a Miller time. You all my people flying by with the little mind. Is a terrible thing to waste, so you better use it daily. Get your practice moving like a spiritual. Sail, set sail in the ocean breeze. Let the earth take care of you and don't freeze, no way. You can't let it go if you're gonna embrace the waves and the spectrum every single day. It's the band with the way that we keep it. That's why Riffs and Raps, yo, it's no fucking secret, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Episode 48, we put it over here, say.
I saw the most beautiful thing the other day. It was a balloon, red, escaped from the hands of a clown and drifted to swirl and swirl amongst the gray and white rain clouds. I witnessed it fly free and long desperately to be that red ball of helium, about to bathe in the sweet divinity of change and wash itself clean of constraint. And as my mind and eyes, like red balloons, continue to drift away, My conscience tapped me on my shoulder, and I swear I heard her say, simmer down, child. You know better than to waste a day wishing for the rain. There's no need to hope and pray that way. You're the one making the weather. You're gonna go outside and check it out, whether or not it gets any better. So change if you want change, and then so will the weather. And on such a gloomy day, the cloud broke away, revealed the sun, and made a path for that cherry bomb of truth. The heavens opened up and made room for that balloon. And I knew that could be me too, reacquainting myself with freedom. My eyes began to well, and soon those rain clouds and I were crying. And I'm not sure if it was the excitement of enlightenment or the pain of sadness that washed over me, but I knew I would have to leave. It's a funny thing to leave when you realize you've got to let go. It never comes with easy terms. It pisses you off and it hurts. And it awakens you and it reminds you of your worth. Fuels you with the courage to fly, with the courage to say goodbye. And I learned a lot of things in the moments after that clown let go of the truth. I learned that the universe is playful, and balloons can be messengers, and women can be leavers, and poets can be painters, and we're all one artist. And that day, our masterpiece was called deliverance.
They say the mind is the devil's finger waste. I agree with them, don't do it, you gotta keep to it. They say the mind is the devil's finger waste. I agree with them, don't do it, you gotta keep moving. Life is a movement, you gotta keep it going. You gotta make it happen, always show up, don't do a half-assed job. You gotta put your time in, keep it moving with the wisdom. And the wisdom breath the rhyme, and with the weather, the storm that's been given to us from above. Rain clouds filled with aerosol chemicals, and the ground is fracking full of fluids. What can we do but become again druids, worshipping the sky and the earth before it's too late and technology has taken us all.
No, they won't be home tonight. The snow falls hard and don't you know, winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Introduction. Massachusetts-born and Harvard-educated, Henry David Thoreau became one of America's greatest writers and boldest defenders of the rights of the individual within the state. He was bred, said his friend Emerson, to no profession. He never married. He lived alone. He never went to church. He never voted. He refused to pay a tax to the state. He ate no flesh. He drank no wine. He never knew the use of tobacco. And though a naturalist, he used neither trap nor gun. In Civil Disobedience, Thoreau tells why he went to jail rather than pay a tax he felt unjust by casting himself and all individuals as greater than the state. A favorite essay of Tolstoy and Gandhi, Civil Disobedience continues to inspire idealists and nonconformists alike.
Anza Borrego. No man ever followed his genius till it misled him. Though the result were bodily weakness, yet perhaps no one can say that the consequences were to be regretted, for these were a life in conformity to higher principles. If the day and the night are such that you greet them with joy, and life emits a fragrance like flowers and sweet-scented herbs, is more elastic, more starry, more immortal, that is your success. All nature is your congratulation, and you have cause momentarily to bless yourself. The greatest gains and values are farthest from being appreciated. We easily come to doubt if they exist. We soon forget them. They are the highest reality. The true harvest of my daily life is somewhat as intangible and indescribable as the tints of morning or evening. it is a little stardust caught, a segment of the rainbow which I have clutched.
Turn the page. Chapter 2, Rips and Raps, Episode 48, coming your way in just a minute after we finish Chapter 1's epilogues, prologues, introduction, outro. Get off the couch, yo. Come on. You got it. You got it. You got it moving. Yeah, you got it hypnotic. Come on. Got your hips rocking. Got your mind nodding. Got your head nodding. Come on, people. It's so hypnotic. So listen to it. It's the music. Come on, let's go. It's the lyrical flow. Lyrical show. Lyrical show. Lyrical flow. Falling from the sky. Never asterisk next to my name like Barry Bonds. I don't have to need no steroids to get the fame. I just keep pushing. Keep it in the gym, keep it in rinse and raps. Every week I'm putting my time in. Hitting a punching bag, it's a heavy bag. It's moving, I'm trying to make myself stronger so I can improve this movement that I'm doing right here. It's trying, let's see what likes out of one. Let's get up in this year. She drinks the beer and gets down and chills like a bata. That's right, it's all up in this motherfucking place. So we got her. So if you want to spit a little something, it's a proper. We're going to feature her on some amazing stuff. So you better be ready to come and just eat from the cup or drink from it either way. And welcome back to program. You're listening to Rips and Raps. I'm your host, Nick Furious. I've got a great guest in the studio with me tonight, a wonderful friend of mine, Ashley Jenrose. What's going on, Ashley?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Not
working.
Working. That's what we're going to talk to you about. You work in the so-called movie business, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in the movie business.
Well, I'm kind of a jack of all trades here in the local film business. I do special effects makeup, wardrobe, props, production design, and production management.
Well, props to you. I mean, you built some interesting guns. You just did a film with our friend, mutual friend Michael Pettis. It was a steampunk film. Tell us about that project.
Okay, it was a short film. In total, the film ran about 3 minutes long. But it's months of preparation building steampunk props and costumes.
And you did all the 90% of the work on all the costumes, all the props, or all the work, maybe.
So it was probably about 100%.
100%.
A little help from my boyfriend, definitely. Probably a lot of help.
Yeah, big ups to the boyfriends and the girlfriends in this world that keep us all going.
Yeah.
So that was a 3-minute project that took all that time and preparation. Currently, you're working on a live or on a full feature film. It's called The Big Mistake, if I'm correct. And I'm just excited because I'm actually starring in this movie slightly. You know, I had a small part. But tell us about the excitement about this process for you, or the exhaustion of getting ready and prepared.
Well, it's definitely a lot of work, a lot more work than a short film. There's a lot of more locations to lock down, people dealing with lots of actors, background actors, props, and then there's all the, you know, dealing with people outside of the industry trying to get locations ready and all lots of work.
So he would say it's somewhat tedious at times.
Very tedious.
Yeah, a lot of today you were talking about how I'm working on scripts and getting all this, the logistics done so that when the process starts, it's all smooth sailing.
Exactly. It's a lot of organization in the beginning. It's a lot of redoing things so that when the day comes, then we're set and everything runs very smooth.
And this movie is essentially going to be shot in 16 or so days, according to the director. Again, big ups to Mike. But what do you think? When will this movie more or less be out for the viewing public?
It should be out sometime in 2014. So we film next month, and then there will be a lot of post-production, but we should be out probably early 2014.
Wow, so exciting to be even just a part of this on some level. We worked together for the 48-hour film project last year, shooting a video for People's Republic and myself, What Kind of Life, and that was the first time I met you, but I really appreciated, you know, all the work you put in and all the... People don't realize how much goes into the behind the scenes. It's not just about the actors and the action.
Yeah.
It's really about the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you consider yourself a Jill of all trades. What would you say is your favorite part of what you do in the movie biz?
I absolutely love special effects and props. Those are my two favorite things. I feel like they give me the most artistic license.
And she's got some amazing stuff. You should check out these guns she put together for the steampunk movie. Again, you're listening to Rips and Raps. My guest has been Ashley Jenrose. We want to send a shout out to all y'all listening. Check out the movie. It'll be out soon. Thanks, Ash.
Everybody lies. Cops lie. That's why.
Whoa! Glad to be here. Very glad to be here. Last week I was in Mobile, Alabama. Very glad to be here. They're mutants in Mobile. They got social mutants. They got rednecks, wanted to be yuppies, couldn't quite make that crossover. Bought BMWs, put mud tires on them, know what I'm talking about. Porsches with rifle racks. Deep fried sushi. Just glad to be talking to a crowd with teeth tonight. It's very important right now. Reason I was there, I was the best man at a friend of mine's wedding. That was pretty exciting. Out of curiosity here, how many women here have been the bridesmaid at someone's wedding? Clap, been the bridesmaid. Let me ask you this, was it the ugliest dress you ever worn in your entire life? Yeah, I don't know where you got these tuxedos. He looked like James Bond. I look like James Brown. Little velvet collar, little satin stripe going down the leg. I walk into church. I look like a backup singer for some old Motown group. Hey, how y'all doing? We the Wetlocks, yeah. You take this woman? You do? He say he do. Being the best man, you're in charge of the bachelor party. I throw good bachelor parties. Good bachelor parties. Those kind you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, your only concern is to make bail. We drink Sambuca all night. I love Sambuca. Drink like a bottle and a half of this stuff. Had what is known as a Sambuca dream. They last like 3 hours in Technicolor and have credits rolling at the end. I don't remember the whole thing. There's one scene where I'm in a hot tub. Tyra Banks, Jennifer Lopez. You were there, sweetie. You were there. Yeah, he was there too, but he was running the camera. And things were going great. Then this little rabbit playing a bass drum started talking to the chihuahua speaking Spanish. Must have been sleepwalking. I woke up. I was at a Greyhound station, completely naked, handcuffed to a goat. It was legal because the goat was wearing a wedding dress, you know. And the pictures came out nice. We didn't get many presents, but I think our kids might come out looking pretty cool. The goats have kids. It's a pun. The goats have. Hey, well, you two people. Nothing's gonna ruin my day. I'm feeling too good.
Isn't it feel good in your belly when you laugh? It really does. That's why this week's episode of Riffs and Raps is brought to you by probiotics. Poop it out and then laugh it out and then poop again. Probiotics, it's for your poop and your laughter.
Welcome back to episode 48, Riffs and Raps. My guest tonight, Sada One Love, doing an amazing job with me this evening.
Thank
as well
you,
as
sir.
No, thank you. High five.
High five to you, my friend.
As well as GR Swartzen, really killing it back there.
High five over there.
She's got so much more to come. We do have Elena Roche, just to give her some love, still on level 5 of Bejeweled, still trying to fight the demons of the ghosts of Bejeweled or whatever.
I have such great friends. Yeah.
We're a damn good group of folks here, and I would send a shout out to that whole circle, you know, if we're all in contact on some level. Yeah.
To all my friends, I love you.
And you know who you are, there's so many,
You know who you are.
Little ones, big ones, you know, kids,
all
adults.
All shapes and sizes. Most of us supporting the weirdness in all of us. I'd like to think this episode is also brought to you by the weirdness in all of us.
I think it is. Actually, Rips and
Weird
Raps.
Me.
It's like kids, a sugar rush for kids. But here on Rips and Raps, we have genetically modified high fructose corn syrup rush for you. It's not a sugar rush.
Not even
rush.
Pro. Fuck
just kidding.
Pro.
Yeah, that's right.
That fake food shit.
Some of us marched against the Monsanto and GMOs.
I mean, sometimes I do, but I mean, that's my choice.
Oh, GMO, you didn't. Well, and you know, we have some poetry tonight that's going to touch on that, I think, from Sada coming up here after the break.
Makes a bit, yeah.
So maybe you can hear, you know, I always talk about it and preach my side, but it's nice to hear from another human being what they think about it. And I could just give you the stamp of, oh, I could, whatever she says, yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well written
I think
stuff.
Both of the pieces I brought to share tonight are going to touch on
it's
that.
It's going to be sick. Speaking of touching yourself or other things.
Greg. It is masturbation month.
Greg, speaking of masturbation month, Greg Swartz.
Speaking of masturbation month.
Not the segue I was looking for. Greg, tell our lovely folks what Band with No Names got going on this month. We have some more shows. What are we doing?
Well, we're
not quite in June yet.
We want to hear
over
you. Get over here.
We're not quite in June yet, but
coming up here actually in June. June 15th, we're actually going to be playing a show. A band with no name is actually going to be.
The Damn Bar with good
play show.
Damn Bar
with good green.
Damn Bar, it's Damn Rio Rancho.
That's true.
And then June 22nd, we're actually playing
Damn Performance Space.
That place gives me so much.
It's the Rebel Bass Show. Big up Josh Jones.
Hey,
Black
I love
Market
these art shows. Support this show.
Yes.
Right. The Zombie's going to be there and Zach Freeman.
Support
both
all the art.
Very, very, very awesome.
What?
Sounds of Music for sure.
Wait, Zach Freeman's going to be there?
What? Zach Freeman.
And the Zombies at the Amp Show June 22nd at Amp Performance Space. All ages. Free.
Come check it out.
What the son of a bitch.
I'll be there.
Amp's pretty awesome.
We're also building towards something big at the end of the month. Tell them what that is.
The very end of the month, June 29th, we're actually having a car wash and a kind of like, I guess, mini performance from Band with No Name and hot dogs and drinks. And, come down and get your haircut. Moment.
We need ladies wear your bikinis.
We need ladies.
Honor of feminine self.
Yeah, definitely. Any females out there
interested
in washing some cars and
heck,
maybe showing some signs, definitely hit us up.
Even guys. Even
if you're a
hot body,
dude,
if you're a hot body, come out and help us out.
I'm thinking afro and bikini, for sure.
Afro-kini.
No, no, no. You don't want an afro-kini, bro.
That's the name of the show. I'm for it.
Hell yeah.
I do want to.
Get away from the Afro-kini. No. Do something about that.
We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase people we know and love in our community. This week, we got One Love, Sada One Love. One Love in the house. What up, Sada? How are you?
I'm wonderful, Nick Fury. Thank you for having me tonight.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being here. It's great to have a feminine presence on the show. We've had Jessica Lopez as one of our other...
Yeah, that's my girl.
One of our other big, big, amazing guests, and of course, just loving what you ladies are doing with the community, teaching. You know, you do as much as you can. You obviously play music with other artists as well.
Yeah.
So tell us about
right now, I think
yeah.
for me right now, I'm kind of in more of a learning myself phase. I think I would love to be some sort of teacher and help people with this. Like, my dream in life is to be able to make an honest living with everything that I need, helping people
Amen.
Through art, through
Amen.
Writing, through painting, through
Amen.
Whatever they need. So that's really where my heart is always, and what I do is just
Amen.
Sharing the things that help me get through life with other people.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
so getting
Amen.
Through shit, you know what I mean? So I'm rediscovering myself right now. I'm really excited about the paintings that I've been doing. I've been making some awesome jewelry and selling it up at a marketplace in Rio Rancho. I try to be there as many weekends as I can. It's going to go through the whole summer. It's called the Adalia Marketplace, and it's up in Rio Rancho off of Adalia Road, and they've got a nice marketplace there. You can get tons of local products, art, there's always music, so definitely I want to tell people to check that out.
Please do. Her name is Sada One Love. She's a great friend and artist. And now her and Greg Swartzen are going to bring you their awesome piece.
Yes, Greg Swartzen is an awesome man. The culture cures the madness. The chaos has no fear. The people are still living with eyes that don't see clear. They're searching for the answers, the who, did, what, and how. Hell-bent on finding lies, knowing the truth will save them somehow. Knowledge greater than question. How have you been living and how you wanna live? Unaware of the radar that's been committing us of sin. Does a man upstairs own you, or are you owning him? And how's your hospitality been? Still pretending to be free in a world shackled by war and killing. Leaders think they're fly, fishing for power, misusing and abusing their bait. Their boats will surely sink if they continue to behave this way. And honestly, I can't wait. Though I was made of to live above the water, I've no fear of getting my feet wet. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Chaos, you ain't seen shit yet. And there are no excuses for not utilizing your resources. Please don't assume that the peaceful are weak. This comedy writing tragedy is not tongue-in-cheek. It's a dilemma to be taken seriously. How you gonna survive with drones in the sky aimed at a target? It's your life. How you gonna find the truth when the flames are still blasting lies all over the sky? How you gonna eat your food when organisms are genetically modified to make this your last bite? Conspiracy theories will not save you online. Everything you read, everything you post, it will define you. So be aware of who you are. I believe that in spirit we start out equally high. So don't let the world bring you down and fuck with your eyes. Think with your mind, put your money where your mouth is. Word is the only weapon that we've got left. You know the rich are there for a reason. And it's fine time we quit buying their bullshit and financing their treason. It's time to take care of our families. Don't compromise love seeds. Learn to till the soil and watch life grow. You know we're all in this together. Will we survive? I really don't know. But when I die, I will have already achieved freedom. Cause ain't no evil on this earth gonna make me bleed weak. I believe in good things. I have solid dreams. And each day, I wait to achieve them. Thank you, Greg, for bringing life to that poem.
We're so cute.
Oh, you're back. This is Rips and Raps, episode 48, so you better get on down and listen to the show. Well, this is the second half of rapping. We gotta bring it on down for you. Band with no name, coming up with tracks every single time that we practice. We got a hashtag, you can suck my balls. If you don't like my band, you can go get a hog. Cause you're screaming and yelling for no damn reason. And everybody out there, you're gonna get the treason. If you don't listen to the music today, just listen to the band. Cause you know we got it all the way. Everybody gotta get on down. Listen to the Rips and Raps sound. Not a one loves and a place to be. So everybody bring it back for the chorus to be. Yeah. I'ma do it second time, but there's a third verse. It's all the one wants to rhyme. Yeah, I'm gonna dirt with the grime like this. Gonna put you on the spot, but you can't get pissed. You gotta appraise and you gotta give praise to all those people that get up on the stage. And all those people who don't let their minds get convoluted with the shit people pollute you with. No, you gotta believe in yourself. Be a little bit bigger, but don't be better than none. You gotta be the best at what you do. You gotta hold on to your craft like I'm holding on to you. Oh, yeah, give me my lightsaber. I'm gonna battle Sada One Love one more time. On guard and mise en scène. It means what's in the scene when you're a French director. Everybody knows.
Be free, it feels good for you and me. Don't worry about things, don't worry about anything. Gotta listen to the music, gotta let your mind go. Trying to be a rapper is really, really hard. It's not that easy when you can't think hard.
Raps, episode 48, brings you only the finest doobies, brother. Come on, man. Can you really believe Donna wants you in the robot? She's really listening to the music.
Double lightsaber. You didn't see that. That was in the deleted scenes of the original Star Wars. You didn't see that.
Improving everything you hear off the top of the dome.
Guitar.
Come on, guys, let's break in this place. Come on, check it out.
See if you can.
Hey, go open up the garage, Greg. Thank you. Thank you. Let him in. Come on. I don't usually break into the Ritz and Rap headquarters right here, but hey, go check and see if they got any drugs in their bathroom. Is that cabinet got any drugs in it? Let's check and see. You guys got any hydrocodone? There ain't shit in here. Ain't shit in this. Fuck it. God damn it, you guys, we need to find
something.
There's
shit in here. Why the fuck did we break
in? It's the fucking cops. Let's get out the back door. Come on. Run.
This is Kron German. You're listening to The Rippin' and the Rappin'. The Rippin' and the Rappin'. And, have a good night.
Have a good night. Oh, we didn't get caught. We have broken to the pad. We go to Rips and Raps Network. Come on. I said, yo, I got my friends that said, let's go break in covert operation undercover to the Rips and Raps Radio Network. Brothers and sisters, let's break in and see what they're doing in the recipe. Why it's so dope, kid. So we got all geared up and got into my truck and we rode over the what? Like, let's break in the house. And we busted the window. Greg opened the garage door. Then we was Indo, smoking some Indo. Indo, the house and out. And everybody knows we got ya. And then I looked for the drugs up in the medicine cabinet. They didn't have no hydrocodone reefer smoker, so I shut it up. And then somebody knocked at the door. I think it was the 5-0 Popo, man. I wasn't really sure. So I'm like, Polly Shore, let's go to the Terra Dome. Smoke another fucking bowl. Rips and Raps, let's roll. Here we go. We make it up as we go along, as you know. Rips and Raps, the episode 048, yeah. Crime rate, reverberate, monster. Come on with it. Greg Swanson on his guitar, low ready, knock you down, knock you around. I'm Mike Tyson, I'm biting off your ear, son. Ooh, yeah, taste disgusting. You must eat Krispy Kreme and hang out with Dustin Hoffman. Yo, because you're all messed up like Mr. Kaufman. Writing that shit like being inside of a man's brain, that shit's insane. I'm adaptation, I'm on a whole other fucking plantation. Yeah, that's why I'm fucking Django Unchained it. Bitches, I reigned it. Supreme, not a one love is in my dream. We got little Elena too. Elena, scream!
I'm Billy Idol, I'm really idle, Billy, Millie, really, I'm Silly Sally from the
the valley, I'm passing off the mic. There's not a one love of the end.
Tired of seeing it in the sky. In addition, we might be touching upon monkeys. Is genetic mutation possible to make a monkey person and a Republican all at the same time? We now bring you Nick Furious.
Good evening, and thank you as always for having me.
And
what? Why are you people talking? I'm on set. I'm on set, damn it! It's about me! Excuse me.
Guys, don't talk about him.
On tonight's show, we're going to discuss with noted chemtrail hater, Sara Romelia Roman.
Ow!
She is going to be discussing how this affects the Latin community.
Because the Chicanos are working on the farm, bro. Just like all the rest of all of the people here. We're all breathing the air, and it's fucking with our lungs.
So what you're saying is it's no different from a white person.
Speak.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Chinese. In other news, what's that chick's name? She was guilty, man. What's that chick, babe? You know you hate her. Jodi Arias? She was guilty! The Real Scoop with Nick Furious. Chemtrails are bad, okay? All right. We got another good classic rock track. And then we're going to have a little break. We're going to bring you another new piece from the one.
Everybody should know that right now I'm dancing. If you're listening to this podcast, you should too. Get the fuck up and move your booty.
Get up. Your booty. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Ain't nobody going to move your booty for you. You got to move your booty by yourself.
Got to move your butt. Move it. Shake. You got to do it. Come on. Come on. Got to move your body.
Send me email at ripsandrapshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapshow@gmail.com. ripsandrapshow@gmail.com. These chemtrails are affecting my ability to say.
For knowing that it's not a band with no name, it's the frequency band.
Just real quick though, kudos to the name. Band with no name, that's a pretty badass name for a band.
Yeah, and you know, it's cool because it's the frequency, you know, that which things operate. So we're a frequency undefinable. Not a band with no name, we're band with no name. So spell it B-A-N-D-W-I-D-T-H.
Yeah, that's right, to M-O, to the N-A-M-E. I'm going to win an Emmy for being in the show or a Grammy. I told your mammy and your granny. I told them both get on your knees and pray to gods like me. The gods like us, spies like us. Yeah, I get down, I'm gold touched like Midas. Yeah, I thrust like the, oh, I got the anecdote show. Got it on the flow, props to Epic, my bro. Epic beats rolling and the rest of the crew. From KO to Johnny Drama. That's right, we got your llama up in the building locked down. What up to Grace, going back to Boston, but she'll be back someday. And Mary Stockton, yeah, wearing some stockings and rocking. You know I'm kinda awkward. So, we got GR in the place too. He holds it down, he the anchor of the crew too. He gotta play it, display it, and say it, and slay it just like a dragon. You know what I mean? If you do not, you should understand we.
In the 1970s, New York graffiti, rapping, and breaking became the prime expressions of a new young people subculture called hip-hop. Graffiti is the written word, there's the spoken word of rap music, and then there's the acrobatic body language of dances like breaking.
Wait a minute.
Before we get started.
We turn back the clock. This recording
was intended as a tribute to the early pioneer days.
We're proud to have been able to bring this milestone in scientific achievement directly to you live, as it happened.
Range 1700. Range 1800. Range 1900.
Power control for DC remote. All the tracking stations are ready.
All this grass is making you itch. Well, little she is making me itch too, I guarantee it.
I love it, though.
Oh, here's just a lot of superstar. He has something that he wants to most definitely tell you.
Almost any cartridge and tone arm system should be able to track the first level of each band at its rated tracking force. Second level is the same passage of music recorded 6 decibels higher in level than the first. That is, at twice the recorded velocity. Following the second level are 3 more levels, each recorded 2 decibels higher than the preceding one. This means that the 5th level of each trackability band is recorded 4 times or 12 decibels higher than the first level of each band.
The planes are driving me mad as blue, orange, pink, purple dreamscapes continue to suffer the wrath of the human species' lack of responsibility and inability to see things clearly. Our skies are being tagged daily by the devil's co-pilot, armed heavy with aluminum-filled spray cans of destruction, leaving a disgusting display of a rearranged fate all over the planet's beautiful face.
Yeah.
And the weak-minded still want to complain about graffiti. Breathe it all in and claim to be free. Dear Mr. Government, harping on my destiny, spraying your mistakes all over me, with no regard for the bodies of our children or the future world they might be forced to live in. I imagine your brain like a coffin, housing all your dead thoughts, stealing blood from your heart as your soul continues to rot. I imagine you celebrate your efforts to make things a little bit worse by drinking our blood wine in the crystal goblets that you stole from the queen's hearse. Drink, gulp, drink, gulp, gluttons of greed, polluting the air, controlling the seed. Genetically modified organisms aren't good for you. They're not good for me. So please, stop all this trickery. Tricks are for mean kids, and I'm one of the cool chicks, all grown up now, and you ain't fooling me. Your chemical clouds are blowing my mind. Chemtrails or clouds, I check them one at a time. And I know the difference because I honor the sky on a daily basis. And I remember the countless shapeshifts the clouds would make for me just dreaming as a kid. And never once did exhaust trails from planes leave mazes of veins across my sacred dreamscape
right.
Back then
right.
The way that they do today. Mr. Government-funded free ride, I don't mean to hate. But your chemtrails are blocking the view of the sun and the moon that I also pray to. So please, stop with the spraying. Humanity wants to survive and your chemicals aren't helping. The world will change and destroy you. Don't say I didn't warn you. The revolution is coming.
That was freaking awesome, man. It's all the one love, everybody. God damn. God damn.
Well, the only chemicals we put in our body come from the butane we use to light the bomb.
They come from the ones that I fucking choose. That's the point.
It's really, yeah, powerful piece. Nice to be said from someone else, and very true. You know, I said it the other day, if the skies are filled with chemicals, the ground is full of fracking fluid, the oceans are polluted, and our water supply is, you know, what the heck do we have for our children? Even don't think of it as your own, yourself. Don't take it personally. Think about your kids and the young. What will they have?
Please recycle.
Pass your roaches this way. Rips and Wraps, always taking roaches. That's our motto. Yeah.
Often you just walk around Albuquerque and pick up random roaches.
Yeah. It's called Roach Patrol. Hey, guys, we're the Roach Patrol. My name is Roach. This is my buddy Patrol. Serious, guys. We're going to be doing more voice work on the show to kind of, you know, get our chops up. I would like to reiterate that the show this week is sponsored in part by Benjamin's Franklin's. That's right, Benjamin's Franklin's, a talk shop for you. Pawn anything at Benjamin's Franklin's and get 10 times more of what you'll get with a competitor. That's Benjamin's Franklin's. That's enough. Just shut Benjamin's.
Get it.
Thanks for coming. Shout out One Love. Greg Swartzen. Fucking. You know what? Anytime, we'll have you back.
Yeah,
you could come. And Greg, you did a great job, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. You're awesome as well.
You're looking forward to being in June, and then maybe July. We're going to Durango in July. We're playing out of state. We're going to do some fun things.
Nice.
Come be a part of the fam.
Trip.
Yeah.
Trip.
Come follow us, man. We're all family. If you want to join the BNN Fam Club, it's the new thing. It's part of the family. If you want to be a part of the fam club, hit us up at our email. It's bandwidthnoname@gmail.com. You can see us on, Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on reverbnation.com/bandwidthnoname. We have a bandwidthnoname.com, which we'll redirect as it's still under construction. But we're doing it. Other artists like Sada and like our friend Ashley, who stopped by earlier, just doing what they do, loving what they do, and props to them. Also for representing for the feminine side. It's great to see you guys working hard and getting some awesome.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much. Also, I wanted to say that anybody that liked any of the poetry that you heard this evening by myself and is interested in reading more and experiencing my journey, I just recently started a blog. It's on WordPress. It's onelovepoets@wordpress.com. And you can find all my latest musings and whatnot there. Also, I want to give a quick shout-out in the spirit of everything local to an event that's happening this Sunday here in Albuquerque at Marble Brewery. One of our favorite bands, Mondo Vibrations, is going to be playing. And they've got a touring band named Sabrosa Union that's joining them. And those guys are dope. So awesome, Ivory Music, and I know Katie Calico and the Talking Fountain Truck are going to be down there. I'm going to be down there helping them serve up some awesome food.
Okay.
Katie's going to be doing some art and stuff, so come out on Sunday afternoon. I'm not too sure what time the event starts, but, Marble Brewery, get on Facebook, y'all will find it.
Shoot for like 2, go early, get down there and get a table. That's this Sunday,
exactly.
Coming up?
This coming Sunday,
cool.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Make sure you support all the local, vendors as well as, the food truck vendors.
DFK!
What up? Also, my good friend Stephanie Galloway, former guest on the show, is having her show at Winnings Coffee Company the month of June. Stephanie's got some really cute stuff. She melts, new with the old and does a lot of collage-type stuff. So, anyway, June 7th from 6 to 8 is going to be her opening. Lady Uranium will be playing the night from 6:30 to 7:15 at Winnings Coffee Company. And it'll be there the whole month of June. Stephanie Galloway, local artist. Not a made-up person.
Beautiful person.
Really cool chick. We now bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, which is sponsored in part by Free Art Fridays. So that's right. Go find out more about Free Art Fridays. This is your chance, MCs, to get up and rap over something we've created. Thanks to all my guests. Episode 48 in the books. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, 10 p.m. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks!